This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Wayne Allen Root, War Now. We're taking phone calls, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Line up. If you're listening on the radio, you can watch us on Newsmax TV, which is on cable systems all over this country, but also on DirecTV Channel 349 and Dish TV Channel 216. If you're watching me on Newsmax TV, you can listen to me 3 hours a day. If 1 hour is enough of Wayne Root, you can listen to me 3 hours a day on USA Radio, one of the fastest-growing nationally syndicated radio shows in America. Just go to usaradio.com, usaradio.com, while I'm on the air, which is 6 to 9 p.m. East Coast, 5 to 8 Central, 3 to 6 p.m. West Coast, and then go to USA Radio during those hours and click on Listen Live Now, and boom, I'm on your radio or on your phone. Bill O'Reilly coming up in just a second. I want to mention, I was going to say something about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. As I say, her and Pelosi, I call them dumb and dumber. She gets roasted after a strikingly erroneous claim. Her and Pelosi and Maxine Waters, these are gifts that keep on giving to the Republican Party and the conservative movement. Socialist Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez tried Sunday to explain how Pentagon accounting errors somehow justified the existence of a $32 trillion government health care system, and she failed miserably. Her mental gymnastics were based off an excerpt of an article from the far-left publication The Nation, which stated in all, at least a mind-boggling $21 trillion of Pentagon financial transactions between 1998 and 2015 could not be traced, documented, or explained. Ocasio-Cortez tweeted, $21 trillion of Pentagon financial transactions could not be traced, documented, or explained. Medicare for All costs $32 trillion. That means 66% of Medicare for All could have been funded already by the Pentagon, and that's before our premiums. Now, Brian Rydell, senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute, explained why Ocasio-Cortez's tweet was utter lunacy, noting the Department of Defense has not even spent $21 trillion in the over 70 years it's existed. Rydell noted the entire Pentagon budget from 1789 to 2018 is $18 trillion, which is based on records of the Office of Management and Budget, OMB. There's certainly waste to cut from defense. And by the way, I agree with that, too. Of course there's waste to cut from defense and all other federal agencies. But members of Congress should have the basic budgetary familiarity to understand that a $500 billion department over a period covered cannot waste $21 trillion. $500 billion can't waste $21 trillion. Bloomberg reporter Stephen Dennis also ripped Ocasio-Cortez over her math skills, writing, like, $21 trillion is more than the entire defense spending in that time period. And no, you can't use money we've already spent to pay for a future program because instead we're paying interest on the debt finance spending we've already spent. Just so much bad math. David Boaz, executive VP of the Cato Institute, weighed in, calling her Ocasio-Cortez's tweet strikingly erroneous. Many of the representative elect's followers were embarrassed by her complete lack of knowledge. All right, time for my interview earlier today with Bill O'Reilly, as opposed to Ocasio-Cortez, who I call dumb and dumber, with Pelosi and Maxine Waters. We've got bright and brighter. They don't come any smarter or wiser than Bill O'Reilly right now. Hi, Wayne Allen Root with my every week Monday interview, every Monday and every Wednesday with Bill O'Reilly, the number one cable TV news host in America for 16 years in a row. We love and we're honored and we're proud to have Bill on our show. Also, the author of the number one bestseller, Killing the SS. Congratulations and welcome back to the show, Bill.
Happy Hanukkah, Wayne.
Thank you very much. I'm a Christmas and a Hanukkah guy, so I'll take half of it. George H.W. Bush. I do. I've always done a double dip. Always. I was the only Jewish kid in the neighborhood who had a Christmas tree. I loved it. Always did. George H.W. Bush passed over the weekend. Very sad. And I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about his legacy, his relationship with the press. I know Time Magazine called him a wimp. Now suddenly, like John McCain, the press loves him. Nothing but accolades. Let's talk about it for a minute. Your thoughts.
Well, I didn't really know President Bush the Elder very well. I met him a couple of times. I corresponded with him. In fact, tonight on BillO'Reilly.com, I will read you two of the letters that he sent me, both provocative, that he made me promise I wouldn't release them until he passed. So this will be the first time those letters are read. We'll do it on BillO'Reilly.com tonight. I also have a letter that he wrote about Dan Rather that I will read tonight. President Bush was an establishment rich guy. Usually I don't like those kinds of people. But he was the youngest Air Force pilot in World War II in the Pacific Theater, shot down, as you know. And then he went on to an amazing career in government. Everyone I know who knows him very well, and again, I don't know him very well. We had a good relationship, but I'm not a close friend, said that he was a very good-hearted man who loved his country, and that was obvious, and was honest. So good-hearted, patriot, and honest, I don't think you do better than that.
No, I think he made one big mistake. Read my lips, no new taxes, and then go back on it. That was his only mistake, or he would have been reelected, and he would have been a two-term president.
I don't know whether he would have been reelected or not, because the economy was like this back in 1991. There were three big things that happened in President Bush the Elder's administration. The first one was that the Berlin Wall came down. I was there. I was in Berlin, and it was absolute anarchy. I remember standing in front of the wall as people were jumping over it, and then they were hammering jackhammers, and they ran through. You know what the first thing was that people did when they got to Free West Berlin? They went to the grocery stores. They rushed into the grocery stores to buy fruit. They couldn't get that in East Germany. Now, that could have been a disaster, because there was a lot of anger on the part of the people who were being, for the first time, freed. When they got over to the West, they saw how free people were, what they had, and then compared it to what they had was nothing in the communist zone. President Bush managed that pretty well. As President Obama said on 60 Minutes, he didn't spike the ball. He could have. He didn't gloat about how much better the United States and capitalism is than the Soviet system. He could have. He gave Gorbachev, the president of the Soviet Union at the time, he gave him some respect. And that led to a very smooth transition. I shouldn't say very, but a smooth transition from the totalitarian to the free in Eastern Europe. That's number one. Number two was the first Iraq war. Again, I hate to brag, but I was there in Kuwait a day after Saddam retreated. And I was on the highway of death. You may remember there was one road that leads from Kuwait into Iraq. And there, the U.S. Air Force had devastated the Iraqi forces. But President Bush allowed the Iraqi forces to go back to Iraq, where he could have destroyed every one of them or captured them. That was a mistake. Because that allowed Saddam Hussein to remain in power and cause so much trouble for the world and the United States. That was a mistake. And Bush did it because of the Saudis. You know how it goes around? The Saudis are Sunni Muslim. Saddam's a Sunni. The Saudis didn't want him and his regime taken out, so the Shiites would take over. That's Iran. Okay? And Bush acceded to the Saudis' request because of primarily of oil. And the third thing that happened was, you mentioned it, that read my lips, no new taxes. Bush was an establishment guy, as I've stated, and a guy who wanted consensus. He didn't like the division in government between the Democrats and Republicans. He thought that if the Democrats would give him a cut in spending, which they did, all right, in 1991, that he could get away with upping the tax rate for working Americans a little bit, not a lot. It was a disaster because he had said he wouldn't do it. They played the Democrats, turned on him. They fed out all his stuff, and Clinton beat him. Those are the three things in his administration that to this day affect all of us.
But all in all, I would say probably one of the greatest resumes, if not the greatest resume, of any statesman, any politician, any president in history. Just an amazing guy, an amazing resume. We all have to remember that, George H.W. Bush. Bill O'Reilly, thank you for your wisdom and your thoughts on things from many, many years ago. We really appreciate it. You are a man of the times, man. You really have your stuff down. Thank you, Bill. God bless.
All right, Wayne. Talk soon.
All right, welcome back. That was my interview earlier today with the great Bill O'Reilly. 16 years, number one in cable news, and we got him right here on Newsmax TV. All right, we're heading out for a break. I wanted to mention, as we went into the Bill O'Reilly interview, I was talking about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who I think is the most incredibly ignorant politician in the history of America, perhaps. Her comments about $32 trillion could be easily paid for by just mistakes in the Pentagon. One of the dumbest things ever said, but this one's even worse. She also said about 2 weeks ago, she compared members of the migrant caravan to Jews fleeing Nazi Germany. And then she said days ago that the Trump administration, over the weekend, Trump administration has been criminal from the start. She thinks it's criminal to build a wall. It's criminal to jail children. It's criminal to ban folks based on their religion, the Muslim travel ban. This administration has been criminal from the start. The good gems just keep coming from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
I look at Balance of Nature, and I look what it's doing for me as I've started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy that they have. I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root. And I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to find fine-tuned plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy in my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
War now.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, welcome back, Wayne Allen Root. We take calls, as always, throughout most of the rest of the show, the entire second half of the show, and I'll grab some in this segment as well. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Also want to thank the sponsor of this segment of the show, Sam Landis, and the Landis Tax Group. When I was in trouble with the IRS, this guy saved my bacon, saved my life. Thank you, Sam Landis. You are the best. He's developed a program now that replicates what he did for me. In other words, he represented me against the IRS not once but twice, and I didn't owe a penny either time. Thank you, Sam. And he charged me very little, pennies on the dollar, and it was because he was a huge fan of mine. So he agreed to do it very inexpensively if I would be a testimonial afterwards and tell people what he did for me. So I paid almost nothing to defend myself in front of the IRS. It could have been like a $100,000 bill, and instead it was just a few thousand dollars, well under $5,000. Sam Landis, you're amazing, right? And he did that because he was a fan of mine. So I said, Sam, how could you do that for everybody? So now he's developed a brand new program that could solve most tax problems for a monthly fee of $190. You call Sam Landis, and he handles your tax problems for $190 a month. And if he gets it done in 2 months or 3 months or even 6 months, that is the cheapest representation by a professional tax lawyer who's handled over 8,500 IRS cases you will ever find in the United States of America. And I asked him to be like the Charles Schwab or the E-Trade of tax lawyers, and he did that for me. And so now he's replicating what he did for me for all of you. Call 1-800-934-3578. Any questions about taxes or your particular tax situation, you'll get a lawyer to talk to. That means you have attorney-client privilege. It's a free consultation. You cannot lose. And if you decide to hire him, you'll know exactly what he's going to do for you and how long it'll take for $190 a month. Call 800-934-3578. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU, 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU, 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU. That's 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU. Easy to remember. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U, because you're an underdog if you take on the IRS without Sam Lannis. Or go to the website, WeHelpYou.com. Again, WeHelpYou, the letter U.com. Don't be an underdog against the IRS. Hire Sam Lannis and the Lannis Tax Group. All right, let's grab some calls. We've got Mark in California on line one. Mark, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What's on your mind today?
Wayne, you look great. You have a great show.
Thank you.
Hey, I want to tell you, my buddy from Florida, I've been telling him for months to get Newsmax. He just got it because he was always on Fox. And he got sick of all those guys, all those communists, or actually Democrats. They let on their shows. It's unbelievable. That's why I love your show.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of Democrats on my show. That's for sure.
No, you don't have any. Listen, need calms.
Hey, Mark, I don't shy
Democrat
away.
After Democrat, they have a girl, Maria Barth, that's horrible.
Yeah.
But anyway,
yeah.
The media, like you said, now they love Bush. They attacked him. They called him a wimp.
Now they love
you
him.
You already kind of covered that. But my thing is, I have 2 points. Trump's attorneys, these are where you could really make a help here. Trump picked Michael Cohen. He picked John, I think his name was John Dowd. He picked Ty Cobb. He picked Rudy. He picked Sessions. Those, he created his own problems, and this is his fatal flaw.
Yes.
In real estate, it's a different kind of lawyer that you need.
Right.
And the other thing I want to say in closing, Wayne, the Senate Intelligence Committee has an idiot named Richard Byrd that runs it. They say online it's
yes.
very corrupt. And you have this Warner, and the leaker came from that committee, too. That's going to destroy us. They don't have Devin Nunes to help them anymore. You have
right.
a great show. You look great. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thanks. Thanks. Really appreciate it. Mark from California, and there's no question we have a lot of problems. There's no question Richard Burr is a turncoat rhino. On the day he dies, Democrats will see how great a guy he is, too. Anybody who ever steps on Republicans' faces with cleats is a great guy, according to Democrats, on the day he dies. You know, it's like Democrats love dead Republicans, don't they? Don't think I mean they want to assassinate Republicans, although many of them do. But I don't mean that in that way. I mean, once a Republican dies of natural causes, Democrats are quick to say nice things about them. And then the next day they get right back to ripping real live Republicans to shreds. It's a travesty. They loved McCain. They loved Bush because they both were kind of lousy rhino establishment Republicans. Although I established at the start of the show that I shed some tears, it brings back memories. He was the vice president of Ronald Reagan, had an incredible resume, was a great patriot, a great World War II war hero, George H.W. Bush, and did some good things too. But, you know, all he'll ever be remembered for is he was a wimp, is what Time Magazine said on the cover. And he did capitulate to the Democrats and raise taxes after he said, read my lips, no new taxes. It haunted him for the rest of his life, and it haunted him and destroyed his political career. And Democrats love that. The minute a Republican shows weakness, Democrats love it. And Bush and Trump is not great at picking lawyers and cabinet members. So far, that's the one weakness we've established of Trump. He's great in every way. 1 to 10, he's a 10 in all the other ways. But his picks for positions, not great. You're right. We'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
War now.
USA Radio News.
People from across the nation are continuing to pay tribute to the late former President George H.W. Bush. The body of the nation's 41st president is currently lying in state in the U.S. Capitol Rotunda. During a ceremony, Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell called Bush a World War II hero, a humble servant, and a principled leader.
Today, this hero has returned to the Capitol a final time, not on the front porch of our democracy this time, but here in its hallowed cathedral.
Apple CEO Tim Cook believes it's right and moral for technology companies to block hate speech and violent conspiracy theories from their platforms.
We only have one message for those who seek to push hate, division, and violence. You have no place on our platform.
Cook was speaking at an Anti-Defamation League conference. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Broadcast.
broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the Warrior. I got to give you some idea of what a day in the life of Wayne Root is. I had one of the greatest business days a person could ever have, the things I achieved today. From 6 o'clock this morning until 2:30 this afternoon, or until 2 o'clock, 2:15 this afternoon, I got more done than any businessman or woman has ever done in the history of the world, and had more good conversations and more business negotiations and more talks with sponsors for my TV show and my radio show. And oh my gosh, it was just a really good day, and I accomplished a lot. And then at 2:15, I jumped into my sweats and I ran to the gym. I've got a home gym, one of the most beautiful home gyms you've ever seen, with every piece of equipment imaginable. And I worked out for 30 minutes from 2:15 to 2:45. Then from 2:45 to 3 o'clock West Coast time, I ran to my desk and literally punched out all the articles I want to talk about on the show today. So I take 15 minutes and I put out, maybe I copy out maybe 30 stories that are hottest news stories in America. And then I do my show from 3 to 6 on national radio, national TV. And in one of the 5-minute breaks, I take a shower and put on a suit and get ready for TV. That's my day. No, there might be 5 people in the world who could do what I do. 5 people in the world who could maintain mental focus and look good on national TV after the kind of long business day I put in, followed by 3 hours on radio and TV. Nobody could do it. It just doesn't exist. You know, keeping in mind that I'm the guy who brings in the advertisers, I'm the guy who manages the advertisers. I have 29 advertisers on local radio, national TV. 29 that I juggle all day long, 24 hours a day. And so there's just nobody out there. And I've got my new business, VegasWinners.com. And I'm working on another new business called RootReaction.com. There's nobody who could do all this all day long. But I do it. And I manage to look good on TV, to feel good fast, think quick on my feet, because of the great sponsors I've got, like Synergetics. I talk often on my radio show about one of my sponsors, My Doctor Suggests, because I suck on their colloidal silver lozenges all day long. That keeps my voice alive, even though I have a tendency to go hoarse. I've never been hoarse and missed 1 minute of radio or TV in 3 years now on radio and TV. Not 1 minute, because of My Doctor Suggests colloidal silver lozenges. So great. Thank you to them. Kudos to them. And then Synergetics provides me with my diet and my exercise and my hormone therapy. Synergetics is amazing. They are the worldwide leader in age management medicine, i.e. healthy aging, i.e. defying aging, i.e. anti-aging, proven scientific approach, custom tailored to each individual. And when they got to me, they did all the blood tests, and I thought I was the healthiest 57-year-old in the world, and I exercised like a nut 2 hours a day for the last 30 years, and guess what? It wasn't working. I didn't lose a pound. And suddenly, I stopped exercising 2 hours a day, started exercising 30 minutes a day in a totally new way that they taught me, and I dropped a ton of weight. Everybody calls the show, says, man, you look good. Well, it's because of Synergetics. Amazing. And then I work out like a nut 30 minutes a day instead of 2 hours a day, but really hard 30 minutes, and my body's been transformed into Popeye the Sailor Man. And it just wasn't happening before. Thank you, Synergetics. You've done great things for me. You ripped 10 to 15 years off my face, and my body might be 20 years younger. My stomach is flat as a board. Haven't been that way since I was 30 years old. I couldn't make the flab go away until Synergetics. And they did it for me, and they could do it for you. It's your New Year's resolution. Call 888-YOUNGER, 888-YOUNGER, as opposed to older. Everybody wants to be younger. You could do it with Synergetics. As far as I'm concerned, they are the fountain of youth for the 21st century. Fountain of youth. I found it. They have ripped, at least 15 years off my age process. And I said this on my radio show, too. You know, old men sit down and get up, and they go, they make a little noise. I was starting to do that in my entire 50s. I'd make a noise when I sat down and a noise when I got up, because my body was creaky and tired and arthritic. And since I've been eating their diet and doing their exercise and their hormone therapy, I don't have that pain anymore. I don't have that creaky feeling, and I don't make a noise when I sit down or a noise when I get up. Thank you, Synergetics. They'll do the same for you. So if you're over the age of 40, and especially if you're over the age of 50, call 888-YOUNGER. They will take years off your face, years off your body, years off your brain, years off your life. 888-YOUNGER or register at Synergetics.com. Free, no obligation consultation. 888-YOUNGER. Find out what they offer. Doesn't cost you a thing. Synergetics, C-E-N-E-Genics, G-E-N-I-C-S. Thank you for sponsoring the show. Let's grab some calls. We got Joe in Texas on line 2. Joe, you're on with Wayne Allyn Root. How are you? Joe, I can't hear you. Nope, can't hear you. Let's move on. Let's take Ron in Vegas on line three. Ron, you're on with Wayne Root.
Hey, how you doing, Wayne? This is Ron, your local.
Hey, Ron. How you doing? Now, keep in mind, you're on national radio, national TV, so don't make this too Vegas-centric of a conversation. Tell me what's on your mind.
Yes, sir. I was just wondering if there's a possibility if we take the house back in two years of Vegas, if we'll have a chance to grab Vegas back again.
Yeah, not just Vegas, but the state of Nevada. Not just Vegas, but the state of Nevada is what's important, right?
Yes, sir. That's what I meant. And the last one was, will you be able to read those letters tomorrow that O'Reilly is going to read on the air tonight, tomorrow's show?
Yeah, he mentioned that during my interview. I'll check with Bill. I'll give him a call, find out tomorrow morning whether I get access to those letters, because I'd like to read them to my audience as well. But if you just go to BillO'Reilly.com, you can hear those letters being read by Bill O'Reilly. He's got them up, I think, right now at BillO'Reilly.com. So you don't have to just get them from Wayne Root. I mean, my website's RootForAmerica.com. And, you know, if I get them, I'll put them up there, or I'll talk about them on the radio or TV show. But, look, they're at BillO'Reilly.com. So check out what Bill has to say. He's got letters from George H.W. Bush that he promised would only be released after George H.W. died, Bush Elder died. So he's releasing those letters now. Pretty cool. You know, he's a pretty cool guy, Bill O'Reilly. Doesn't get much cooler than that. He's a man of history. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Appreciate it, Ron. You know, Ron's question was, can Las Vegas or Nevada come back? Well, look, I hope so. I'm a very positive guy. I'm someone who believes very strongly in positive thinking. I'm someone who believes the glass is half full. I'm someone who believes lemons to lemonade. Take lemons and make lemonade. So I don't want to believe that Nevada is gone forever and the Democrats will control it forever. But it doesn't look good. Now, there's a new leader of the Clark County Republican Party. Old friend of mine, Dave Sajak, is now the leader. He just got voted in by relative landslide. That was new leadership. That's good. Breath of fresh air. I just don't know what's going to happen with the state party. I know what's going to happen with the RNC. I'm not a magician. I'm not a mind reader. I don't know what kind of candidates we're going to field. If you've read my columns in the newspaper, if you've heard me on the radio, if you've watched me on Newsmax, you know that I'm very down on the Nevada GOP. I'm down on everything went wrong in this election, and they made every mistake you could ever make, every mistake in the book. And I don't know if they're going to be corrected. I have no idea. I don't know if we're ever going to get the money ever again, because the RNC may decide it's a lost cause. We're the new California. I don't know. We've been Californicated. I know this. Tomorrow we could turn it around and win every election in the entire state of Nevada if you got voter ID installed. Government-issued photo and thumbprint ID. We could win every election. I believe we're losing the elections in Nevada because illegals are voting by the hundreds of thousands. And they're being encouraged by the Democratic Party, and I've got the texts on my phone. Where are the government agencies and the law enforcement agencies and the FBI and the FEC? Doesn't anybody care that on my phone I have the proof of massive voter fraud by both the Democratic Party in Nevada and by multiple organizations, liberal organizations, that were getting out the vote, and they were urging illegals to vote and to vote multiple times, and don't worry about it because there's no voter ID required. How come nobody's contacted me? I've got all the information. I saved it. I've got the screenshots, and it's all sitting on a disk in my lawyer's office. So it's not like you never knock me off or mug me and take my phone. I've got all the information locked away in a safe in my lawyer's office. So I've got it all. Every single text I got was screenshotted, and it shows massive voter fraud in Nevada. They're stealing elections with illegal aliens voting. So I guess you don't call it voter fraud. It's called registration fraud. They register illegally at the DMV because you gave them driver's license, you numbnut, dimwit idiots. That's anyone who was involved in that is a moron. You destroyed the state. You destroyed the Republican Party. You let illegals take over our state the way they've taken over California. So my answer is, I don't know. We'll see what happens. Let's take Ryan in Illinois on line two. Ryan, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
How you doing, Abe? Wayne, it's actually Brian.
Oh, Brian. I'm sorry. All right, Brian. Good to hear from you, buddy. What's going on?
Well, we got a shake up here in Chicago again. I don't know if you heard that the FBI raided the finances office of the Cook County up here.
Yeah.
And the longstanding Alderman Burke, and then did his office. So I'm basically saying, well, The governor came on, Mr. Serrano, the outgoing governor, said it was about time. So leading me to say, like they always say, follow the money. So I'm saying with Burke, and we know Rahm Emanuel, who is now going to be the outgoing mayor of Chicago, I think this is going to really stir things up. Something's going to happen big.
Correct me if I'm wrong, you're the Illinois man on the spot, Brian, so correct me if I'm wrong.
Yes.
I thought I read that the offices they raided were of a Illinois politician who's friendly with Trump and a fan of Trump, and that this was more of the government and Mueller going after Trump, because this guy is not a typical Illinois Democrat. Didn't I just read that?
Yeah, they were trying to say that, but that was discredited, but it was actually his ward office and the finance office of Cook County.
Right. Well, I'd love to see the records of the finance office of Cook County. That'd be one of the most comical things ever released in the history of mankind. Hey, if you want to have a government that does nothing for the people, follow the model of Cook County, Chicago, Illinois. Follow that model where they just rip off the taxpayers and steal all the money for themselves. Follow that model, man, because it's the best model in the nation for thieves, for crooks, i.e. Democrats. It sure isn't a good model for the taxpayers and the citizens. Chicago is a joke, a travesty. And by the way, Cook County is a county that has, I think it's $200 billion in unfunded liabilities for government employees. A county with as many unfunded liabilities dollar-wise as most states, or more than most states in the United States of America. Travesty. The federal debt is out of control. A stock market crisis is on the horizon. And there's a constant threat of terror attacks or even war. This is Wayne Allyn Root. And this is exactly why I invest in gold and silver. And you should too. To make it easy for you to get started, I've teamed up with the professionals at the U.S. Gold Bureau to offer the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investors Package. This exclusive set contains 5 different silver coins from major mints around the world. Order today and will also include a free silver American Eagle, fresh from the U.S. Mint. This portfolio has previously sold for more than $300, but it's available to our radio audience for only $99, which includes free shipping and 100% delivery insurance. Order now. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go online to usgoldbureau.com/root. usgoldbureau.com/root. Don't get left behind in the next financial crisis. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653 right now. And start protecting your assets before it's too late.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the man who loves the Second Amendment, and I'm the man who loves Christmas. How about if I combine the two? I've got the Christmas gift of the year for you. I just wrapped it to put it under my tree. Ho, ho, ho! I've owned so many guns. However, my new Rex pistol is my favorite gun of all time. Whether you're a competitive shooter, weekend warrior, or simply looking to protect and defend yourself and your family, you deserve a Rex pistol under your tree for Christmas. One of the key factors for me in deciding which pistol to choose was whether it would work every time in every situation. Rex firearms are amazingly reliable, as evidenced by the torture test done by Military Arms Channel. Rex Firearms, supported exclusively by my friends at Fine Group, offer many different options from duty to tactical to compact carry or competition. They have a pistol for you. Everyone should get a Rex for Christmas. Simply put, it's Wayne Root's gun of choice. Rex Firearms are available at your favorite local firearms dealer or through many online retailers, including k-var.com. That's k-var.com. Use promo code ROOT to get your free paddle holster from Rex. Shipped with your gun. That's k-var.com.
War now! these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Dick's Sporting Goods is got some problems. I'm telling you, all over America, you see it. Liberals claim they're winning elections, and meanwhile, I think it's all illegal aliens and voter fraud. They don't win at anything they do. Dick's Sporting Goods warns investors that their decision to get rid of guns has cost the company dearly. They warned investors the decision to remove certain assault-style weapons from Field & Stream stores may limit its future gains. Sporting Goods retailers forced to confront angry shareholders late last week after its stocks tanked more than 4.5%, and financial conglomerate J.P. Morgan Chase downgraded Dick's shares, saying the company was overweight. Gross margin-driven upside appears less profitable given Q3's performance and rising inventory levels. Same-store sales for Dick's outlets expected to grow less than 1% even as the company's inventory rises. And this is all about getting rid of assault rifles. It could trace the downturn directly to its decision to take action on gun control, banning the sale of assault-style rifles. First of all, that's the biggest misnomer ever. They're not assault rifles. They're assault-style rifles. What does that mean? They're not assault rifles. They're not automatic rifles. They're just rifles you go hunting with, or you defend your life with, your family with, or your home with. But that Field & Stream affiliated retailer and discontinuing gun sales to people under the age of 21. Speaking to USA Today, Lee Belitsky, Dick's chief financial officer, called out the company's gun sales plan directly, but pointed out gun sales are down across the board, not just a Field & Stream, largely a result of Trump administration, which is not the kind of pointed threat to gun rights its predecessor was. And anyway, I was just talking to someone today who's in the gun business here in Las Vegas, Nevada, and they tell me, guns are flying off the shelves here, just like they were under the Obama administration. Why? Because we just elected a blue Democrat liberal governor and a blue Democrat liberal lieutenant governor, a blue Democratic liberal attorney general, and a Democratic assembly, and a Democratic state senate, and they're going to try and limit guns. So once again, just like Obama, liberals are the greatest gun salesmen in the history of the world, and the dumbest people in the world is any conservative that owns a business that doesn't sell guns and try to make money on the liberal morons who are taking your guns away. I mean, Dicks, can they be any stupider? Wow. So all I'm going to say is they're very aptly named. California GOP lost 7 of 14 House seats after Election Day, and now we know how they did it. It's called ballot harvesting. California lost 7 of 14 Republican House seats this election cycle. This is after the state legislature passed ballot harvesting laws. Ballot harvesting is illegal in most states. In Texas, New York, and Pennsylvania, they arrest people for ballot harvesting. But in California, they made it legal. The GOP lost these seats. Let's see if they can explain to us. I'll explain it, but I want to see if they have a better explanation. The Daily Caller is more on this outrageous practice used by Democrats. The results drew the attention of even House Speaker Paul Ryan, who I can't stand. California just defies logic to me, Ryan said in a Washington Post event. We were only down 26 seats tonight in the election, and 3 weeks later we lost basically every California race. This election system they have, I can't begin to understand what ballot harvesting is. The stunning turnaround of California of all states can be attributed to several factors, but the most significant seems to be the practice of ballot harvesting. By the way, they're leaving out illegals voting is the number one reason. But ballot harvesting is the reason they lost all of Orange County. Passed as a barely noticed change in the state's vote by mail procedures in 2016, signed by then Governor Jerry Brown, California's AB 1921 allows voters to give any third party, not just a relative or someone living in the same house as was the previous law, any third party can collect and turn in anybody else's completed ballot. Called ballot harvesting, critics say the practice is ripe for fraud. Consider Lulu, who was recorded trying to harvest what she thought was a Democratic voter's ballot in Representative Knight's district. I'm not quite sure what that means, but I think it relates to a video that was on this site. But ballot harvesting means Democrats can go door to door in inner city neighborhoods where people are afraid to go in and vote because they might be illegal aliens or maybe they're felons and they don't want to go vote, and they'll fill it out on the spot and hand it to you, the Democrat door to door activist, and you suddenly collect thousands of ballots from people who were too lazy to go vote, or too uneducated to go vote, or too ignorant to go vote, or scared to death of showing up because they might be arrested because they're illegals or criminals, and you just collected and handed in yourself. And they handed in so many on election night that there were districts in Orange County that went Democrat for the first time ever that had 120% Democratic turnout. Folks, there's no such thing as anything more than 100%, and 100 would mean every single Democrat on every block in the entire city or county came out to vote. And this was 120%. 100% is impossible. 120 is completely impossible. Democrats are frauds. They're thieves. They're trying to steal elections all over this country. What will they come up with next? But you know what? They're frauds and thieves. Republicans are idiots. They let it happen. How dumb could you be that you don't notice these things are happening and you do nothing to counteract it, and you have no lawyers to sue, no lawyers to get these seats back because voter fraud was committed, and you don't know that illegals are voting with their driver's license all over the state of California and the state of Nevada? Are you that stupid? Who are the leaders in charge of the Republican Party that do absolutely nothing, that sit all day with their thumb in their mouth doing nothing? Helpless little losers that run the Republican Party and the RNC. It's an embarrassment, an absolute atrocious embarrassment. They're the evil party Democrats. We are the stupid, feckless, cowardly party. I'm sorry I'm even a member. Wayne Allen Root, worn out. See you tomorrow. God bless. Be safe. All the cops out there. Good night.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.